Hello and welcome to the Leisure Link podcast. My name is Joe and we have got a great show coming up for you today. But first, I'd like to talk to you about Soda Beat, which is down at the Oval Tavern in Oval Road, Croydon. It's happening on Monday, 26th July, 7 till 10 p.m. And they are featuring The Carbonators, Transient Visitors, System Experience, Soda Jammers, and DJ Soul Sister. It is £5 in advance only, and you can purchase the tickets from www.sodabeat.eventbrite.co.uk. It is strictly limited tickets available. And for more info, you can visit clubsoda.org.uk/events. It's going to be a real fun night of live music run by people with learning disabilities. So I will repeat, it's on Monday, 26th July, 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. at the Oval Tavern in Oval Road, Croydon.
This is the Leisure Link podcast. The Leisure Link podcast!
Hi, Joe here. Welcome to the interview part of the show. In this episode, Sedley spoke to Rosie Baldwin about a BAFTA-nominated film, Disabled, Not Defeated, featuring the band Delta 7. We hear what the band go through after the unfortunate passing of one of them close band members, and hear Rosie's experience of making the film.
Hello, listeners. My name is Sedley Wilson. We've got a special guest on the podcast. Rosie, please, would you introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Rosie and I'm a documentary filmmaker, and my film was just recently BAFTA nominated, and it's called Disabled Not Defeated, The Rock Band of Learning Disabilities. And I'm also a gig buddy on the Croydon Gig Buddy Scheme.
Could you tell the listeners what's the film about?
So the film is a documentary that follows a post-punk rock band called Delta 7, who are based in Eastbourne. They're really, really cool. They're a lot of fun to watch. I always say I'm their number one fan, but I think there's a lot of people that are competing for that position, so maybe not so much. But the film started off as just like a fun thing we were going to make to show the band and show their talents and show how fun they are and like how great their gigs are. And then very, very sadly, one of their mentors that works very closely with the band died about 3 months into filming. So then the film became a documentary following a very immediate grieving process and how different people grieve and the kind of the healing process of creativity. So like writing their songs and performing as a band was a huge part of their grieving process and how they came together to heal from that.
Why did you decide to make the film?
Well, initially, my brother works very closely with the band. Actually, my brother works with Club Soda as well. My brother is one of the band's mentors, and I'd met them a few times and I'd seen them at gigs, and I thought these guys are a lot of fun and I really want to make a film about them. They all have such an incredible sense of humor, and being with them is like the most fun, and they're the best band I've ever seen live. And that energy is really contagious, and I just thought this would be a really cool short little film. But then obviously the film turned into something else and went down quite a different path. But that's, you know, that's quite usual with documentary, that happens a lot. But yeah, initially it was meant to be a really fun, you know, kind of quick, fast-paced, kind of chaotic, kind of messy documentary, just showing like how much fun this kind of group is as like a creative group. So that was why I wanted to do it in the first place.
What's your best memory of the film?
My best memory. Oh my God. I think the best memory. Oh my God, this is really, really, really tough. I mean, all of it was, I mean, considering it is quite heavy at points. The majority of filming was remarkably fun because the guys' personalities are so much fun. But I think the best memory I have was very, very soon before Tom died, Tom Solway. The guys played at this festival called the Every Sort of People Festival in Lewes, near Brighton. And it was just the most incredible festival. It was really based around being for everyone and it was super inclusive. And the music was amazing. Everyone there was just having the absolute best time. And it was the last time I saw all the band perform. I think it might have been the last time they performed all together before Tom died. And it was just, and I just always remember that day as being such a joyful day. Everyone dancing, it was really accessible, so everyone was having an amazing time. And it was just an incredible day. And I think for me, that festival really summed up what the guys are about, which is, you know, inclusivity, you know, making sure everyone feels happy and respected. And it was just a really amazing day. And yeah, unfortunately, obviously, quite soon after, the story went down a very different path, but that was a really incredible time.
So I've been down to Brighton for the Learning Disability Pride. I've never been to one of them before, but as soon as I walked into the area, you feel the inclusive. There wasn't no, I feel some places I walked into, it's not inclusive by that. It's very inclusive. A lot of the guys I've never met before, they invite me into the clubs to do some training with them. I find it very inclusive.
Yeah, and it's an amazing feeling, isn't it? When everyone is being inclusive and warm and well and accepting, it's just the best thing, isn't it? And everyone is having an amazing time. Yeah, definitely. Brighton is good for that.
That's what I like, because when I've been down there, I go down to the Green Store to look up the support club soda's band, and I stay overnight. I stay at the youth hostel, so I'm not travelling trains at night time, so. And just walking in that venue there, it's very friendly. Mm. Everybody's very, even I've met some of the gig buddies from Brighton, which I've never met before. How long did it take to make the film then?
Very long time. I think the first time we filmed was 2017. And then the majority of the filming took place in 2018 to 2019. It was a very long filming period. And that happens quite a lot in documentary because you don't know where the story is going to go, as opposed to like scripted, you can plan it in a couple of days if it's a short, or you know. Whereas with documentary, you just don't know if it's going to go off on a different path, and you're working with real people who, you know, their lives might suddenly change, and then all of a sudden it's a very different story. So yeah, ended up being, we filmed for probably about a year, and then we edited. It was a very quick editing turnaround. I think about a week and a half, which is a bit mad for a year's worth of rushes. And then it went through a very long distribution process. So then it had a festival run and it played at a lot of festivals. And then after that, it was acquired by Vice and had a big online premiere with Vice. And then off the back of that, that's how it was BAFTA nominated.
How did you feel when you were nominated for that?
It was really crazy. Honestly, I know everyone says it, but like we were not expecting it at all. It was such a massive shock. And you don't find out, a lot of awards will kind of tell you before and then say don't tell anyone until it's publicly announced. But with this, with BAFTA, they don't tell you until the morning it's announced. So you find out at the same time as everyone else. And I just woke up with all these messages about being nominated and I was like, what? And then obviously found out and it was just the most amazing feeling. And we were all completely shocked, but just completely over the moon. It felt amazing that a story that was, you know, came out of a really difficult time when everyone was grieving, could kind of turn around and, you know, tell a story of kind of togetherness and creativity and inclusivity that was recognized by BAFTA, which, you know, is, you know, what I mean, what I think that's like, I don't know what else we could have got that would have been bigger. And it was really incredible. And, you know, for representation, it felt incredible as well. You know, in our category, there was four films in our category, and two of them were stories about disability representation, which, you know, feels huge, you know, like, you know, I don't know if that's happened before, but within BAFTA, but it felt like a huge achievement. And we were all just, you know, just really just couldn't believe it, but just over the moon. And although we didn't win, we felt like, I mean, for us, we already feel like we've won, you know, like a nomination is incredible. Especially as we weren't expecting it at all. It feels like well beyond what we ever imagined the film would do.
But I find some parts of the film, after the guys died, I find that music helped the grieving a lot. That's what I use. I use a lot of music. With my mum, she used to sing about the hat around the house. So I always remember songs.
Yeah. Well, that's what the film sort of accidentally became, you know, a story about how, you know, music is really, I mean, like all creativity is healing, but music especially, you know, it brings up such an emotion, doesn't it? And it really brings people together. And that's what happened with the band, you know, this huge, awful thing happened, you know, losing someone in, you know, what has to be one of the hardest ways to cope with and to kind of process and deal with, but their music brought them together. And, you know, music is really healing. And, you know, like Fraser in the band, he mentions how, you know, he's had, you know, times where he struggled with his mental health, but it's always been the music that's brought him through. And I think, yeah, the film is really a kind of celebration of what music can do for people.
What is Delta 7 up doing now?
So Delta 7 at the moment they're recording their second album.
Yeah.
They had their first recording session last week, the day before the BAFTAs, and Zooming every week on a Friday throughout the entire lockdown. And they've all had individual writing, one-to-one writing sessions with the band mentors and managers as well. And yeah, throughout, which is incredible. Like, I was like, what have I done in lockdown? They've written a whole album in lockdown, which is amazing. And they're recording it at the moment, so that'll be out pretty soon, which I'm really excited about because, yeah, their music is great. You can listen to their music on Spotify. They're all on Spotify.
Yeah.
And it's really, really good as well. It's really good music. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you, Rosie, for coming. Where we can see the film?
So you can see the film on the Vice website. You can also find it on YouTube. If you just Google Vice, Disabled Not Defeated, it will come up. You can find the band on Facebook and you can listen to them on Spotify. They're called Delta 7 and they have an album out called Summer Waves, and the new album is on its way. And if you're interested in my work, you can find me on Twitter as well. My Twitter handle is @Rose_Baldwin.
Welcome to the Lesson Link Podcast!
The Lesson Link Podcast.
Welcome to the bands and music section of the show. We caught up with System Experience, one of the many local bands from Croydon. In this segment, they talk about what it has been like being a band in the lockdown and how it has changed the way they make music.
Hello, this is Malaj, has known as the virtual pianist, and my role is to basically play the piano for System Experience and also mainly myself as well.
I'm Leo and I'm the drummer of the band. I also do backing vocals, and Manoj humbly left out the fact that he's an amazing singer, and also he does backing vocals in the band as well. And we together as a group, we work on the lyrics, but our lead singer, Ava, who's not here today, she's the one really that comes up with a chunk of the lyrics, and she's the one who is really passionate about the stigma that exists within the autistic world. So she's very passionate about expressing how it feels to be autistic, and in particular, the projects that we've been working on recently have been focusing on what it's like to go through lockdown, what it's like to go through the pandemic and having autism. She's the leader when it comes to the lyrics, but we all contribute, and Manoj as well contributes lyrically and vocally too. So multi-talented, the band is very multi-talented, I have to say. So some of the other things that you've been doing, Manoj, are...
I have been introduced in Soundtrap since some System Experience has been using this digital audio workstation, which is basically based on the internet. And I had so much fun with it, and I've even made my own tracks. Then since my arrangements are at such a high level, Leo suggested I should probably make an EP based on my genre, because my genre is actually focused on electronic music, so it's more EDM, so I went for like more of a drum and bass kind of track. So the first track I am working on is Dreamscape, and the second track is Intergalactic Pursuit. I really hope, fingers crossed, I actually have my music in like one of like indie titles that really need like some game music, hopefully in the future. That is definitely my biggest goal that I would really have during this industry. So yeah, not only that, from the electronic side, I have been working on Grade 8, and I have been going through my old syllabus, but apparently since during the pandemic I had to like stop and go for like the new syllabus, because it's all the preparation for it is probably too time consuming, and I don't want to go into a fact where my booking of the exam is actually cancelled, like completely cancelled for a reason, and just attend for like a recorded session, to where I prefer to go in person. So
it's amazing that you actually do different types of piano playing, so not just classical and composition. And that's what I really like working with you in the band, is because you bring this tons of experience and tons of musical input, musical ideas from different styles. So when we first met, we were all very into alternative rock. You know, we started as a rock band, really. But bringing in your classical background, bringing in your classical ideas and compositions, like if you listen to songs like System Experience, one of our famous tracks, it's got this beautiful...
The System Stinks.
Oh, System... exactly, System Stinks. Not to be confused with the band name. We also have another classical musician in... Well, kind of, she's not very classical, but she's using a classical instrument, which is the violin, and that's Zoe, our fourth member of the band, who's not here at the moment, but she is an incredible singer as well, but also she plays the electric violin, and Manoj and And so we really bring that symphonic orchestral sound to the band. And Ava and I kind of keep it to the rock band. So it's a very balanced group, I think. So, Amanda, do you want to tell us a little bit about how the band's been doing over lockdown?
Yeah, we have been doing... Yeah, we've been doing great. We mostly actually came up with like multiple song ideas and like probably around like 2 or 3 songs. So we did like the isolation poem, then we did now the one that we're doing right now, Shutdown.
It's basically about obviously the pandemic.
Yeah. And we've been working, as Manoj mentioned earlier, we've been using Soundtrap, this online DAW. So if other musicians out there are listening to this, go on soundtrap.com. I've not been paid to do this. It's not a sponsorship, but it is a great tool. And it's really helped us because you can collaborate with one project. And that's what we've been using, the collaboration tool, to put our ideas in, to record from our home, because we've not been able to meet up. We've only been able to do Zoom calls, but we've been quite regular. We've been meeting up every week and trying to keep going, really, to keep going with making music. And these two demo tracks are the ones we're really working on, which Manoj mentioned, Isolation and Shutdown.
I don't know if you also have like Sense Dreamscape as well.
Do you want me to play a snippet of the remix?
Yes.
So this is, so I know, I mean, Manoj is super proud for this. So that's why I think you want to share it, right? And it's amazing. Like, I think we've talked about this before, haven't we? That we're going to use, maybe we're going to even considering using a more like electronic style, like maybe an electronic backing track to the songs that we also write, especially when we play live. There is a bit of a shift happening sonically, sound wise, to System Experience's music. So, and this is all because of soundtrap.com. Just a little snippet to, but if people want to listen to it, Manoj, where can they go?
SoundCloud.
Yeah, and they can look up, they can find you on Virtual Pianist, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, one more thing. I was thinking to do a Christmas version of Dreamscape as well.
Ooh, nice. With like lots of bells.
Yeah.
We should write a Christmas song too. As a band, like a really like, yeah, like a fun Christmas one, because our songs are a bit heavy, aren't they? They're a bit serious and a bit angry sometimes. So it'd be nice to just write something a bit more mellow.
Let's give it some sugar.
Ah, let's give it some sugar. Let's sweeten that stuff up. I agree, but also, yeah, and we can add some electronic spices in there, so it could be sweet and spicy. We got together properly really in 2020, so the beginning of 2020. So we were just beginning to, we had some songs written before that, but we started to meet regularly in 2020, and tried to record basically. But then lockdown happened in March.
I feel like we're going like slow steps since the pandemic started, and it has been affecting us quite a lot recently. Like myself, so also Ava and
probably Zoe. So most of us have been kind of been through a lot for those times. So yeah, it sort of sucks, but we'll hopefully get to 21st of July. Since they said they actually gonna extend it for another month, but oh well. What can you do?
Yeah, exactly. Just keep going. Just keep going. And as Manoj said, yeah, it's, you know, mental health has been a big issue, a big factor this year for all of us involved. So, but the fact that we have still managed to create something, I mean, you have created so much music, Manoj, specifically, that it's just so admirable and it's so inspiring. So, and now that the weather is improving and that I think the worst is behind us. So, things can only get better. And the songs, I think these two songs are really good. So we're going to be playing at the end of the podcast. Then we'll be playing the last song that we've written, which is called Isolation. If you want to listen to us more or follow us on social media, we are on YouTube, and you can find us by typing in System Experience, just one word, or you can go on Facebook, again, on facebook.com/System Experience. We will also be sharing music on Bandcamp, but stay tuned for updates on Facebook and YouTube.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you for tuning in, guys. And here's the Isolation poem by yours truly, System Experience. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
That was the track Isolation by System Experience. Well, that's it for this episode. Thanks to Rosie Baldwin, System Experience, and Sedley for joining us on this episode. If you would like any information about the Leisure Link podcast, please contact www.clubsoda.org.uk. See you on the next Leisure Link podcast.